This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Well, that's 855-732-5563. What? You know what? President Trump has been out on these nightly jaunts, whatever you want to call them, and people are getting to see what he's really about. You're getting to see him firsthand, helping other Republicans out. It's just great. And he's pulling crowds of 10, 20, 30,000 people. I mean, you know, you haven't seen this kind of thing since the election. So it hasn't waned. I didn't mean to jump in like that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You can head up to Facebook. There's a live Facebook feed going on where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, do a lot up there as well. And just get involved. Get engaged in the conversation. Be part of the process. I love it when you're part of the process. We've got a lot going on tonight. Where's the... What?
Facebook's not on yet.
Facebook's not on? Well, Facebook's got a problem then.
Okay.
Don't know why. Oh, let's see. We could check that out in a minute. Anyway, the inconvenient facts. The science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know about, and he doesn't want you to know about it. So we've got Gregory Wrightstone coming in now. Now, he is... He's been studying this for years. I don't want to give away too much right now, but we'll wait a little bit. But I got so much. What do you... You can't do anything. All right. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the process as a whole. Don't you love it? Always fun. Come on, what was I going to say to you now? I've forgotten. I had it right up in front of me, and it went away. Kennedy! Justice Kennedy is retiring today. And I'll tell you, God bless him for his service. Let's not be stupid, okay? God bless him for his service. He did do a lot for us. He was the swing vote that made some of you nuts. But so be it. That's just what happens. But, you know, the guy came, he came to it honestly. Right? It wasn't like he did it out of partisan reasons. He's not a partisan hack like Sotomayor is or Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They're not really interested in the rule of law. Right? They're interested in party politics. And that's why I said to you the other night. When you have 5-4 decisions all the time, it has absolutely nothing to do with the rule of law and everything to do with your political viewpoint. It ain't right. And I don't... My personal opinion, based on, you know, some of the rulings that came down from him, it had nothing to do with politics. You know? Anyway, So, you know, now you've got Chuckie Schumer out there screaming at the top of his lungs that, you know, now the Congress should wait right till after the election. We should, just like the Republicans did, and we shouldn't appoint anybody. We shouldn't nominate anybody. All of a sudden, these guys, you know, they want to take a stand or a point of righteousness. Remember, they were pushing on how bad it was to wait, that the president had a right to nominate. So apparently their new mantra is, you know, two wrongs do make a right. See, now, they believe it was wrong. I don't think so. Right? Now, Trump, one of the things I thought about today, you know, you look at the list of 25 that he has, and many, many, many of them are still very young. I mean, come on, think about it. Kennedy's 80-something, and he's retired. Ginsburg, I think she's 180-something. She, the woman can't hold herself up anymore. I mean, it's sad. And I'm not making fun of her because she's a woman. I'm not even making fun of her. I mean, she's done her service. When she saw the storm coming last time, she should have got out there while she could. But she's going to make us pay. Just ask her. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about the Janus ruling today, too. That is a big deal. Bigger than you think. But I'll get back to Kennedy. The replacement for Kennedy has to be, it's got to be a younger person, if you would. Somebody who can spend 20 years on the Supreme Court. Because it's going to take 10, 15, 20 years to turn around the damage that's already been done. Don't you guys agree? Schumer, boring. Maybe on the other side of the break, maybe I'll play his sad speech. I do mean sad. So Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer warned President Trump and Republicans against nominating a Supreme Court justice to replace Anthony Kennedy prior to the 2018 election, and he demanded that they reject any nominee who would seek to overturn Roe. See, they're stuck on Roe versus Wade. Stuck on it. This is their biggest fear, is that they're going to overturn Roe versus Wade. Now, I've said this to you guys before. Some of you get upset with me for saying it, but you know what? The law doesn't change anybody. Abortion is a problem of the heart. It's not a problem of the law. Talk about that a little bit on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Route 66. When I was a kid, I knew what that was. You know, being the... I just can't remember anymore. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Being part of the solution is what I like to say. And not being the problem, if you would. And you really do, I mean, real sincerely. You really do be, you need the you really do need to be engaged and involved. Because as I've said to you for years, if all you're doing is screaming at the TV set, screaming at the computer, screaming at your radio, whatever it is, however it is you go looking at this, then you're the problem. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. You're the problem. Because it means you're not doing anything about it. You're just sitting there yelling about it. Sitting there yelling about it fixes absolutely nothing, as I've said a million times. But what I love is, so Schumer demands that the Congress use the Biden rule in choosing the Kennedy replacement. Well, first I'd have to say, who is he? Who is this Biden? I mean, who is not Biden, but who's this Schumer guy? Do you remember when President Trump won? Talk about being full of yourself, right? The guy sits down with everybody, or he wants to sit down with everybody. What's he say to you? Well, we can get behind President Trump. As long as he legislates, delegates, runs this country more like a Democrat. And, you know, I'm screaming for the microphone, Schumer, were you in a coma during the election? The Democrats got slaughtered. And they elected a Republican president because they didn't want him to legislate like a Democrat. What's the problem? What are you missing here? This is not a dictatorship that the Dems get to run and Schumer and Pelosi, who think that they've got it all figured out and they know better than anybody else, including their own. They got their butts kicked in New York last night. You know why? Because they're not listening. Because the old guard was in D.C. going, sure, I got this, no problem. And they let a socialist win the primary, who will never win the general. Anyway, it's just amazing to me. And if she does win the general, I mean, God, good luck to them. But here's Schumer again, who's lost, who continues to lose, who keeps losing, telling us what we need to do. I love this. What we need to do to win his vote.
About today's development system, reproductive rights for women, and countless other protections for middle-class Americans are at stake.
He must be talking about if the Democrats win, right? Because, you know, they're the ones that are going to raise your taxes on the middle class. Matter of fact, they're so good at this. They love taxes so much. If you want to see what the country would look like if Democrats had total control, just look at California. Right? They love the middle class so much in California that they raise their taxes on them via the gas tax. Because a lot of the socioeconomic lower rung, as they say, people, right? They need their cars to get to work. They need to get to work to pay their bills. So the best way to help the middle to lower class is to raise the taxes on the vehicles, on the gas, on the necessity they need to get to work. Doesn't that make all the sense in the world? And then it goes even further than that, because when you raise the gas taxes, you're also raising it on the trucking companies. Now, the trucking companies have to deliver food and product to supermarkets, and the supermarkets have to raise their prices because they got to pay more for the gas tax that's being imposed upon them. That's how much the Democrats care about the little guy.
Will Republicans and President Trump nominate and vote for someone who will preserve protections for people with pre-existing conditions?
We will vote for, push at, elect, and nominate somebody who will be true to the Constitution, God forbid.
Or will they support a justice who will put health insurance companies over patients, or put the federal government between a woman and her doctor?
See how we did that? I'm surprised he didn't have the tear coming down the side of his face, like he did last time. No Republican. I mean, think about something. They're the ones that wanted to force you as to what doctor you could see, where you could go, and the kind of health care you're going to get. And they're telling us that we're the ones coming between a doctor and a woman. He's talking about abortion, but he doesn't have the cojones to say it. Will Republicans put themselves between a woman's right to have an abortion? That's what he's asking. But again, he doesn't have the guts to say it.
The Senate should reject, on a bipartisan basis, any justice who would overturn Roe v. Wade or undermine key health care protections.
Right, so those are the only two issues that's so right. That those are the only two things that a justice, no, the only thing that justice should swear to do, the only thing a Supreme Court justice should swear to do is to uphold the Constitution of these United States. And whether it's upholding Roe versus Wade or overturning it, whatever it is that falls in line with the Constitution is all the justice should do. And I love this righteousness of all this. They don't care about any of that stuff. They want the woman's vote. That's what it boils down to. You know, you've heard this over and over again. I'm tired of hearing you guys on the left tell us that we need to be more like Europe. Look how Europe takes care of its people. Look what it does. It's got open borders. It's got this. It's got that. It's got a ban on abortions after 22 weeks. Can we do that part of it, too? Just ask it.
The Senate should reject anyone who will instinctively side with powerful special interests over the interests of average Americans.
Right, Chucky. Because Democrats don't take money from big... Listen, Planned Parenthood spent $60 million on races, on congressional races. Here's the problem with that. That's federal money. That's your tax dollars, Republican tax money, going back to fighting themselves through a group called Planned Parenthood, who openly admits that the only real woman service that they provide, the only real services they provide where they actually touch a female is what? Come on, anybody know? An abortion. So I'm not there. I'm not feeling the love, as they say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love, love, love the fact that you're involved and engaged. Head up to the website. We can get involved in the live chat room going there or on Facebook. But whatever you do, don't go far. Chucky's going to be with us after the break. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After 30 years, Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is retiring, allowing President Trump to pick a second member of the High Court.
We will begin our search for a new justice of the United States Supreme Court that will begin immediately.
The president says he has a list of about 24 possible nominees. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the significance of this appointment cannot be overstated.
This is the most important Supreme Court vacancy for this country in at least a generation. Nothing less than the fate of our health care system, reproductive rights for women, and countless other protections for middle-class Americans are at stake.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, it's really great. I mean, seriously, and a lot of fun, and I do appreciate the time you spend with us. But I got to tell you, when it comes to these, I don't like to do politics like this, but I'm so tired of the hypocritical left when it comes to this kind of thing. Yeah. Like I always say, we've got them on the right, too. I get all of that. But when it comes to stuff like this, man, they have got, they take the gold, the silver, and the bronze when it comes to this kind of stuff. When they had control, when they did start, man, they just shoved it down our throats, didn't they? And I think President Barack Obama had the same line all the time, wasn't it? Hey, we won. Get over it. He wasn't interested in compromise or talking things through. There were plenty of times when he sat down with just the Dems and came up with what he wanted for legislation and those kind of things. So I really find all this interesting, to say the least. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, I got an itch. Two itches, actually. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us again on the air and in the chat. Well, listen to Chuck Schumer basically, lecturing. Ready for this one? He's lecturing Republicans on good behavior. Let me let that sink in. Chuck Schumer lecturing Republicans on how they should handle the nomination. He's in the minority. And as they said when we were in the minority, you lost, Chucky.
Our Republican colleagues in the Senate should follow the rule they set in 2016, not to consider a Supreme Court justice in an election year.
Sorry, Chucky. It was not a rule. They asked that. Or Republicans put that on the table. They decided they weren't going to do it because it was a presidential, Chucky's got his elections all mixed up, but he probably doesn't have his meds right. It was an election time, Chucky, for president. Not for Congress, not for Senate, but for president. And I know Chucky's awful hopeful that they're going to take back the House and all this other stuff. They're not. Not going to happen. They have the message is resist more socialism and higher taxes. That ain't going to fly, Chuck.
Senator McConnell would tell anyone who listened that the Senate had the right to advise and consent. And that was every bit as important as the president's right to nominate. Millions of people are just months away from determining the senators who should vote to confirm or reject the president's nominee, and their voices deserve to be heard.
Now, he's right. Mitch McConnell ran around, and anybody who would listen, but the Dems didn't listen. They weren't interested. Their mantra was, no, 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 the president has a right to nominate, and it doesn't matter what the election cycle is. Now, what I love about that is, either it doesn't matter or it does. Which is it, Chuck? I mean, the two wrongs make a right, so now you get to play that game because the Republican... Isn't that... It's like, I feel like we're playing high school, or actually junior high school at this point. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. It's your fault. No, it isn't. She said, no, he didn't. Really? Although, come to think of it, the way that they've been running that place, it is like a couple of kids are doing this.
Heard now. As Leader McConnell thought, they should deserve to be heard then. Anything but that would be the absolute height of hypocrisy. People from all across America should realize that their rights and opportunities are threatened. Americans should make their voices heard loudly, clearly.
They did, Chucky. 2016. Remember that? You lost everything, including the presidency, 36 governorships, 31 houses of legislation across the country. They did, Chucky. You just never heard it.
And consistently, Americans should make it clear that they will not tolerate a nominee chosen from President Trump's preordained list, selected by powerful special interests, who will reverse the progress we have made over the decades.
Don't you love how they do that, though? They use all those, you know, those buzzwords. Someone who will not respect the right of women, someone who will overturn Roe versus Wade, you know, someone who's succumbed to special, that list was chosen by special interest groups. Like who, Chucky? Who? Who specifically showed up and gave those names from, I don't know, Procter & Gamble, the Koch brothers, the whatever? Who did it? I mean, heck, if he's bought and paid for by special interests, he's sure teeing off a whole bunch of them right now. Specifically, which special interest is making a boatload, buku bucks right now to put money into his pocket? The man is $1 billion down from his net worth from the day he started. Right? I mean, does he really need this crap? He gives away his salary every quarter to a different group. Chucky, how much money you give away? Let's look at your taxes. Let's see what you're giving up. They're hypocrites. I mean, it really what it boils down to. They're simply hypocrites. And they get mad at me when I say that. And I say, yeah, but you guys, no, don't do you guys. Let's deal with one thing at a time. Let's stay, you know, it's going to be a new mantra when they come, when these people come on the show, if I get them on the show. Right? I mean, let's stay on task. Let's stay on one issue at a time. What do you think, right? And when you look at all of this, when you look at what's going on, they are so petrified that this is going to go from 5-4 to 6-2 on a regular basis. I mean, 6-3. And it shouldn't. It really should never. Look, it almost should never be 5-4. You know why I say that? Because when it goes, when these votes come down on party lines and party ideology, the Supreme Court has failed. Whether you like what they came up with or not, it has failed. Because those guys should never be partisan. It should never be done on an ideological viewpoint. When Sotomayor comes out and says, basically, that because of what President Trump, because of his rhetoric during his, you know, when he ran for office, that's the reason that they should deny the president his right his constitutional right to temporarily, ban immigration or ban travel by certain countries and certain peoples. He's got a right to do that. And it's not based on what he feels or what he said or what he might have said in a dream or on a campaign trail. Because I'm sure we go down the list of all these, even Obama, we could probably have a field day with Obama and what he, what he promised on campaign trails and what he actually did, what he actually gave us. Right? Now, I find this, to coin the term of a friend of mine, I find this delicious. Cuomo claims that, Cuomo, some of you know, the governor of New York, right? He claims that Ocasio-Cortez won with angry and afraid minority support. Right? Now, isn't it amazing how when the Dems lose something in an election, it's never their fault? Did you ever notice that? It's like when Trump won, he won because of the, afraid white people, people who were afraid their rights were going to be, the religious people. I mean, just craziness, the way they came out with it. It wasn't because of anything that Hillary did. Governor Cuomo claimed that the newcomer, Cortez, won the election by doing a good job connecting with angry and afraid minorities. That's all right, Cuomo. Keep bringing those minorities in. Keep bringing those illegals in. I'm telling you, if you check it, you're going to find out how many illegals actually voted in that race. Cuomo reported comments came a day after the incumbent Democrat, Joe Crowley, suffered a shocking defeat. You know why it was shocking? Because, again, matter of fact, it was shocking because they're so uppity that they hung out in D.C. They didn't come out and fight. They didn't come and do anything. That's why it was shocking. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back in just a little bit.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Welcome back. Now, how could you not smile when you hear something like that from Earth, Wind, and Fire? Really? I mean, you have to smile. It puts a big grin on your face, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation as a whole. I really do appreciate that very much. The next hour, don't go far, because we're going to talk about the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Well, I don't know if I agree with that title, that subtitle. I think it's actually the science that Al Gore doesn't know. How's that, right? And the writer of the book, Gregory Wrightstone, I love this. He describes the book as, arm yourself with facts. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Really? So, I am tired of hearing about the 97% of scientists. I'm tired of hearing about what a neophyte I am because I don't believe in this stuff. And somebody who studied it for years, somebody who's got the creds to speak to it, will be on and discuss it the next hour. So, don't go far. Anyway, let me finish up with, Governor Cuomo in New York is talking about how mad and nasty the person who won, what's her name? She beat Joe Crowley. Cortez. It looks like it's Ocasio-Cortez, and she's a 28-year-old. And he says she only won, not because she had anything good to say, Not because, you know, she was right and she was good, but because she went after and connected with the nasty, angry, fearful voters. It's the same thing they said about Trump. What he needs to understand is people are tired of the same old, same old. In his own party, they're tired. Because she didn't win by a couple of votes. She snookered him. I think it was like 55 or 57 to 42 or 44. I mean, somewhere in there. It was a major difference. He said, they should be afraid. They should be angry, Cuomo said. And they saw her as a natural representative, and she ran a very good campaign. Despite Crowley's loss, the governor, who is up for re-election later this year, reportedly said the only common denominator was an activated Democratic Party. So, all right. So the party's activated. And they're so activated that they can't stand the person that you've had in there for 24 years. Doesn't that say anything? Come on, think about it. Does it say anything at all? And they won her 10-1. They outspent her 10-1. Now, Cynthia Nixon, you know, she's the brain surgeon in the group there. She posted plenty of Twitter. One of them was that she was excited that she spent the night with Ocasio celebrating the historic win. I mean, again, they're in trouble. They're in a lot of trouble. I mean, first of all, Crowley is an old white guy that looks very upset and mad. And his district has been changing. I mean, what has he done to reach out to them? I don't know. I don't keep up with them. Now somebody else comes in who can actually find the district, who's been there, who understands. She wins, and they go, gee, how did that happen? Is that sick or what? All right, well, here's what it really frosted me. We'll find it up on the Todd Starnes' site. School district tells a coach, if you talk to God, you're done. You're fired. Now, First Liberty Institute attorney Michael Berry and Bremerton High School in Washington State pick on the wrong Marine here. Thank God it was a Marine. This is why I say we need more of these retired Marines and such to take take positions of authority. First Liberty is representing Joe Kennedy, a Marine and former assistant football coach at a local high school. Kennedy was fired in 2015. After he took a knee to pray after a football game. Now, the district told him that if you talk to God, you're fired. Well, how do they know he's talking to God? Anyway, Barry said, Barry was on the Todd Starnes show talking about this. Since 2008, Kennedy had quietly taken a knee after every football game. 2008. Took 7 years for somebody to complain about it. I guess some kid got saved or something, whatever. Taking a knee after every football game to honor a covenant he made with God. That prayer would be by itself, silent or very quiet, no more than 15 or 30 seconds. He said it happened for 7 years without a single complaint or an issue. Right? But we know that the freedom from religion freaks can't let that go unpunished. Because anybody who talks to some foo-foo in the sky or wherever must be nuts, and we can't have them around kids, can we? Fearing a potential lawsuit from atheists or secularists, the school district ordered Coach Kennedy to stop praying. He was told he could not even bow his head or do anything that would give the impression that he was praying to God. You know what? This is going to tee off some of my locals. I don't really care. Do you know what I would have done? You know what I would have done, right? I would have been out there next to him, taking a knee with him, and would have brought every major other believer in the city and in the area around me to do the same thing, because a guy did it after the game, after the official process, if you would. He had every right to do it. So I hope this does go to the Supreme Court. When he refused to comply, the beloved coach was simply fired. When the government puts you in a position where you have to choose between your faith and your job, that's something that no American should ever have to experience. I agree with him. He didn't force any kids to go there. He didn't invite people over there. He was out away from everybody else. See, the leftists doesn't want you praying. They don't want you to have anything higher than them. Look, if you have a God, if you have a higher being, if you have somebody you answer to, then the government doesn't matter to you. They are not your God. They're not your sufficiency. And that scares the crap out of socialists. That scares the crud out of people who think the government should be the be-all and end-all. And they want it to, and I want it to go to the Supreme Court. I think it'll be a precedent-setting case. This could define whether public school employees are going to lose their First Amendment rights just by virtue of being a public school employee. Gee, if that's the case, I could have a field day in my district, and other Christian believers could have a field day in their districts. The U.S. Supreme Court is pretty much the end of the road when it comes to appealing a legal ruling, Barry said. We've asked the court to overturn the decision of the Ninth Circuit and the district court there in Washington. Now, here's the fun thing about it. You can take a knee. And somebody throw something at me, I'm sure. You can take a knee to protest how nasty this country is. While the cameras are on and everybody's watching and very beginning when the national anthem is happening. That's okay. But when you take a knee after a game, after everybody's left the stadium, you don't ask people to watch, lights are off. It's a 30-second prayer. We can't have that in this country. Right? I mean, think about that. So what's going to happen next? You guys, you Christians, I was just talking about you guys today. How you don't fight for things. And you think God's in control and God's going to take care of everything the way he wants it to happen. Doesn't work that way. When is it? And we've had this happen already. We've done stories on this at the elementary school level. When is it going to happen that you're not going to be able to bow your head at the lunch table? Come on, think about that. Right? Anyway, when you think about what it takes, how easy it is for them to shut someone down, how easy it is for them to stop you from doing that thing. Because who's going to question what elementary school or junior high school child is going to question the right? The authority of a teacher or whoever to tell them to stop praying or to not bow their head. We've actually done stories around that. And if you Christians in those lunchrooms, if you Christians in those schools, or even you parents that claim to be Christians, if you don't speak up and step up, you're leaving that kid to fend for themselves. You think that's right? You think that's okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the next hour, remember what I said, we're going to deal with climate change. That's right. I'm going to make a believer, well, I guess in my case it would be a disbeliever out of you. You know, it's really funny how they beat us up about this. We're neophytes about it. Have you noticed that? We're low-thinking. Get my book. If you want to know more about this, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, I still don't know what Bible-Thumper means. I really don't. These are labels that they gave us. I believe in the Bible. I believe in God. I believe that God is the end of the line for the rules, the laws, and all of that. I do not believe that government is. I don't believe that science is. I believe in science. But science is not the end-all be-all. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me today. I do really, 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 really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Seriously, don't go far. We got a lot more coming up.